Hi guys, welcome to episode 4 of Your Receipts.
Minisode.
Here, welcome to Minisode 4 of Your Receipts. This is where we read your dilemmas and we try to help you out. And we are Aunt Deji.
Auntie Deji.
Auntie Deji.
Well, I feel like we need like a little jingle.
I like that name though.
Auntie Deji.
Yeah, I would go to Auntie Deji for advice. I feel like she would have some food.
Yeah.
And like a warm bosom for me to kind of like have a
good advice. It'll be harsh, but it'll be like.
Yeah, but afterwards she'll hug you when you're crying.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You're my Auntie Deji.
Oh, yeah. So we try our best to answer your dilemmas, help you out. So yeah, here we are. Enjoy as usual. If you have any dilemmas, any receipts, sometimes we just want to hear good receipts.
Tea. Yeah, it's good receipts would be nice.
Yeah. True.
Do you know what someone tweeted?
Some good tea. No.
Wait, hold on. We need to introduce ourselves just in case people don't know who we are.
No. Oh shame. Yeah, let's do that first.
Okay, I am Auntie Tolly T.
I'm Auntie Audrey.
Literally, she's 30.
Literally, Ghana's finest.
I'm not your auntie, you know, Audrey. I'm
really
Auntie Phoebe.
I am Tia Milena Sanchez. Yeah. Tia means auntie.
Milena.
Okay. Elevate every morning with Tommy John's Second Skin underwear. The luxurious support of Second Skin guarantees everything will go smoothly. With over 20 million pairs sold and thousands of five-star reviews, guys love Tommy John. Plus, your most valuable assets are covered with Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear or its free guarantee. Shop Tommy John's Friends and Family Sale right now and get 25% off site-wide at TommyJohn.com/Spotify. TommyJohn.com/Spotify. See site for details.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
What did you say?
No, someone tweeted and they were like, oh, it'd be good for us to follow up on the receipts.
Yeah. It would be. So if you
guys send the follow-ups because...
Yeah, because I don't know what's happening. Yeah. Right.
So I don't want to email you like, oh, what happened to you?
What happened?
So if you've listened and we've answered your receipts, please let us know how it turned out.
Yeah, if our advice
did
works.
Did you take our advice? Did you ignore us and do what you want and how it turned out? Yeah. Or just, yeah, let us know what's on and popping.
Oh my gosh, it's like location, revisited. Like,
yeah. I feel like we should also be updated because I feel like we've told stories and we've never updated on the story.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
Just a quick update on my life. I saw Bed Guy.
Oh, yeah.
And so did all the other girls. The other girls saw Bed Guy, including Taser.
Well. He
came in with a local celebrity.
He did indeed.
He wore a fur coat. Don't say his name.
Nope.
He wore a fur coat just to show everybody he had money, enough money to not buy me bread, but okay. Yeah. And
enough money to buy you bread.
Or more.
It was expensive bread though.
And I ignored him so hard. He probably didn't even know it was me.
I'm not trying to be shady because you're my girl and I love you, but that bread is quite a good quality bread though.
Because you make it sound like it was Hovis.
I feel like the people need to understand
let's
that it wasn't Hovis.
Exactly, because it sounds like you got that 20p roll.
The happiness
and it wasn't
in
a roll from
Tolly.
Post it on Twitter.
Do you know what got me?
It's called Pateni bread or something.
I don't care what it's called.
It lasts forever.
That when I entered this car and this guy saw me see the gift and I started doing a little like shoulder dance, like, yeah, look at my face. My man Snapchatted me. He was like, oh, I guess she's like,
he knew that.
Oh, he knew that there was bread.
He knew what was inside it. She's happy with her present. And his friends were like, oh, I hope she loves it.
But do you think
they didn't know what the present
do
was?
Do you think that maybe I'm just playing devil's advocate because you know me, I like to summarize and see both sides. And do you think that maybe he thought that he got you a present
because he wasn't expecting it.
But I'd rather he didn't.
Yeah, but then sometimes I don't understand that.
Kissy took me 4 mil, and because I was going out that weekend, he went to Tesco, he bought me I probably should have mentioned that as well because I've made him out to be worse than he is, to be fair, but the good story was that he bought me bread. But like, so he took me out for breakfast, and because he knew I was going out, he went to Tesco,
so lovely,
and he bought me loads of alcohol for my pre-drink, so I probably should mention that.
Tolly,
never
it was me side-eyeing
that bit.
But Tully. He still bought me bread.
Yeah, but he bought, oh no.
But this is also the same guy that when I said I was going to have sex, he was like, yeah, but how am I going to get rid of this?
Okay.
But yeah, how are we going to be together if we don't have sex? Stevie, are you still not paying for guys' meals or?
No.
Yeah.
But who can I update you on that I've spoken about?
Wait, K-roll guys. K-roll guy. The unsatisfactory
K-roll. Oh, that ended there.
Yeah, that ended there.
Yeah, I literally haven't seen that guy again. Yeah, that ended. Thankfully.
Milena, update. I feel like there's loads of updates. Like, there's so much tea. Are you going to tell the people then?
Nah, do you know what? I'm just going to keep my mouth shut and just know that
you're
going to
do Mariah Carey.
I don't know him. I don't even know Bae. Like, I don't even know Bae. Yeah. Bae went on holiday and for all I care.
No,
cut that bit out. Hold on.
Open the till.
No, hold on, hold on. Just cut that bit out.
We need to do a montage of all the times Milena's been like, delete that.
Yeah, cut that.
No, that's not going in. I'm deleting that, bro.
Do you know what? I am happily on my self journey. Oh, I fabulous. Don't need anyone. Good. I just need Jesus, my friends, it's amazing true. People, good books, and that's it.
And some good.
I just need a real Jeep.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway. Oh, go on, Delette, sorry. We're giving you a whole new episode. This is a minisode. Okay. Let's go.
So, back in November, I was bridesmaid in my cousin's wedding. She's American and her husband is British, so the groomsmen were also British.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It was nice, and I happened to hit it off with one of the groomsmen.
Okay.
Get it, girl. I really like him, and we've been talking almost every day for the past 3 months. Cute. WhatsApp, on the phone, and recently, FaceTime.
Yeah. Okay.
The thing is, he lives in London, and I live in America.
Hey.
I'm not trying to force anything that he doesn't want, but I feel that long-distance relationships are a little more serious than regular relationships, and I would like to know if this is real or not. I've asked before where he thought this was going, and he said he didn't want to force anything, but he is all about giving it a chance. At the time, I thought the answer was fine, but now it's about to be 3 months of talking, and I kind of want a definitive, am I your girlfriend or nah?
Well, you need to go on a... you need to go on a date at least.
So the question is, so is there a good way to ask, are we in a relationship? And then PS, he has said multiple times that he wants to visit me in America and has given actual dates.
Stop talking.
But could
just
that
do
be,
it.
As you guys like to say, just him chatting shit?
Okay. For me, personally, I don't do long distance relationships. Like, my man lives in South London. I'm from Essex. To me, that was a long distance relationship. So I don't know how you people are doing it with like oceans apart. Like, I personally couldn't do it. I think that like it's never going to be a traditional situation because you're so far away. So I feel like the whole conversation about what are we? It's not going to be traditional. Do you know what I mean? Nothing that you guys do moving forward is going to be traditional because you're so far apart. If it were me personally, if he didn't have any plans to move out there and I didn't have... First of all, thanks for listening. Like,
yeah,
all
thanks
the way in
for
America,
listening.
By the way. If he didn't have any plans to move over there and you don't have any plans to move over here, I would probably end it because I wouldn't want to... Like, I can't... I need to, like... You need to be close to me. I need to be able to hug you and kiss you and... all of that stuff. So I would probably end it and I just wouldn't pursue it any further personally. But I don't know, what do you guys think?
I think you can talk and stuff, like you can continue to get to know each other and whatever, but I don't think, you know, guys are always saying, sorry guys, but you're always saying, oh yeah, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do that, yeah, and it never
always
happens.
Yeah,
like
talk
yeah, no, exactly.
I want to make you happy, I want to love you.
Guys,
so don't take
always
that as...
tell you how they were going to treat you. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yes.
Oh, I would have, if you just given me 1 more week, I would have planned.
I would.
Yeah, you should have just.
I would.
Oh, before you said what we're doing this Saturday, I was going to ask you.
But then you asked me. Do it, brother. Do it.
My friend.
Sometimes do it.
So yeah, I just well,
that's
I don't
I
know.
Say.
For me, I do think what she said is right. Long distance relationship, the intensity is a lot quicker because you don't see each other often. So when you do, you fit it all in. I think it progresses a lot quicker than probably normal relationships do because you have to because you're not seeing each other that often. But like, I'm not gonna be like, oh no, cut it off, because he could be the real one, and all we need is a real one time. Shout out to Fabulous. That's Fabulous lyric, which I love that song so much. What was I saying? Yeah, so it's a case of like, tell him when he's tells you date, just be like, okay, cool. Do you know what? If you want to do this and this is serious, come over. Or if you're gonna, if you're the one that's gonna be like, okay, cool, I'm gonna come over. Someone's gonna have to make that sacrifice of like, let's go over. Let's actually spend one-on-one time. Because here's one thing I believe in. I believe in before I marry a guy, I want to see him in as different many facets as possible. I want to see him when he's happy. I want to see him when he's drunk. I want to see him when he's angry. I want to see him when he like is not as he hasn't got as much fun as he thinks he normally has. I want to see him when he's loaded. I want to see him when he's horny, when he's frustrated. Because I think it's important to know, to see someone in as many facets as possible to realize who they actually are. Because then it's, so that's when you decide if you can deal with things or not. So if, okay, so we see a stingy guy. Okay, can you deal with that? Okay, is he a guy that when he's angry, he doesn't talk to you for 4 weeks? Or if it's a guy that is angry, he punches wall. You have to decide, like, you need to see them in all these different things and realize what you can deal with, what you can't deal with. And that's why, for me, long distance is not for me. Because I feel like when I'm long distance, I'm only seeing you at your optimum best all the time.
Yeah.
And you're only seeing me at my best. Exactly. So when it does turn ugly, or if I do something that you don't think is your best, you're like, wow, who is this? I don't know this girl. So for me, long distance doesn't work. And I'm not saying he is chatting shit, but until he does it, he's chatting shit.
Yeah, exactly. Basically. It's all talk until it actually happens.
Until it does it, yeah.
Just do, stop talking. So when it says you miss me, tell me, like, I'm on the plane on my way to you.
When it says you dates, I'll be like, cool, I've got time on work now, come.
But you have to be prepared to deal with that, all of that stuff that comes with long-distance relationships, because when you do miss someone, you can't just hop on a train and go and be with them. Do you know what I mean? It's a matter of, like, you have to plan ahead for months and weeks.
But that's why it's important to, even more so, to not just say things.
Yeah.
To actually do
Just to do it.
It hurts even more. I would imagine it would hurt even more to be disappointed, because it's a whole new level now. Like, if your boyfriend tells you he's not coming over, it's cool because you can probably see him tomorrow. If you gas me into thinking you're booking tickets to your company,
And then you don't do it,
I can't even imagine. That's horrible.
Like, as Drake said, how hard is it to let you know when I'm coming home?
Oh my God, you've got a Drake lyric for everything. Yeah. You're such a fanatic.
Why would I say I'm 30 years away when I'm not? I don't know where.
I've got funny stories. I used to have a friend, and I do it now because it's hella funny. And he used to reply to girls in Drake lyrics, and the girls are stupid, never clocked it. So the girl would be like, oh, what is this? He'll be like, oh, what is it? Sometimes we get in a situation of not being in love, but being with each other, and it makes it feel like we're not together. And the girl will be like, and it'll be like, we live in a generation of not being in love, but still being together. She's like, yeah, I know what you mean, babe. So I started doing it to this guy, because, like, this guy, when I tell you, I did not rate this guy for a second, God forgive me. And, like, I only spoke to him when I had Wi-Fi, because I didn't want to waste my day up.
Oh my God.
Like, no, that's how much, like,
that's
it was
how
just.
You know.
Is it the guy that you will slides to go see?
It is, isn't it?
And, like, I used to reply to him in lyrics, and he just never knew.
I would never clock.
Like, remember one time he said something, I was like, it's not right, like, oh, but it's okay.
Okay, that one I would clock.
Did you say?
It's not right, but it's okay.
Oh, that one I would clock, I would. The bait ones I would clock, 100%.
The thing is, he wasn't taking me seriously anyway, so it wasn't like I was being a bitch, so it's fine.
Okay, next dilemma. First and foremost, congrats on this amazing podcast.
Thank you.
Thanks, babe.
I've been talking with a guy, and at first he seemed really cool. We got along really well through text, even though I noticed, it always starts like this, even though I noticed he was a bit of a slow texter. We were meant to meet up for a day after coincidentally bumping into each other at a club the day before, when he went MIA for a few hours and appeared at my place when it was too late to go anywhere like Nando's or whatever. Out of fear of things going too far, too soon, I entertained him in the kitchen. I haven't seen him since then. During the Christmas period, he confided in me that he was having money issues, but he would be back to normal financially by January, so I didn't suggest anything about meeting up or going out. We continued to talk, although he would sometimes take all day to reply, annoying, to our messages, so annoying. Even though he was off work and sometimes online.
So you've got time, yet you're still not replying to me.
He asked me out on a date, but when I asked him where, he said he wanted to go to church. I'm a Christian, but more or less agnostic. I don't understand. And found the whole concept of church as a date awkward. I was thinking if he was one of those people who spoke tongues or rolled on the floor, I would be mortified.
Oh, wow.
So I made up an excuse and got out of it. He then tried to arrange for another time to meet up. This time he wanted to come to my place again, which I wiggled out of again. The most recent worrying instance was a few days ago when we were texting and he took 2 days to reply, which I didn't actually notice at the time. Then he sent me a voice note saying, I wasn't with my phone, sorry. So don't be screaming, men are trash, which I thought was quite rude. What do you girls think? Are all these 3 dates a coincidence, or is he trying to use me? Am I being sensitive, or does he have an attitude?
Leave him,
first and foremost, I'll just say my piece and then I'll let you guys
go for it.
Say your advice. Just about the whole bit of being embarrassed of somebody who spoke in tongues or quote unquote rolled on the floor. I think when we don't know somebody else's culture, we can find things very strange, but speaking in tongues is a gift that some people, you might not understand. And I get that if you're not familiar with those type of things, but I don't think that is something to be embarrassed about. Mm. I don't think that is something, like, you might do something that other people think is weird and strange, but then when you start to hear more about it or experience it and have a personal relationship with whatever it is, you'll be like, oh, okay, this is amazing, this is such a gift, and people strive for it for ages to try and get that kind of intimacy. So speaking in tongues is a gift and beautiful
and nothing to be embarrassed
and nothing to be embarrassed of. So other other thoughts.
I respect him for being honest with you about the money situation, because I think that, like, most guys wouldn't. I think most guys would ghost and then they just wouldn't say anything and they just give you mixed signals. Yeah. But then at the same time, he's still doing that as well. So it's like,
he's doing both.
Yeah, he's doing a bit of everything. Do you know what? As I'm getting older, I couldn't see myself wasting time with people that just aren't being straight up. Like, I just can't imagine being bothered to deal with that anymore. Like, if we're not on the same page, and you are coming in and out of my life and you're taking ages to reply, like, you do not rate me. I feel like if a guy likes you, you know it. Guys make it apparent.
Exactly. Yeah.
So if he's not making it apparent and he's being wishy-washy, it's probably because he's got someone else there or he's got a girlfriend or something. But if a guy isn't being consistent, then just leave it alone, because trust me, you're going to drive yourself crazy. And I know I've said it on another couple of episodes, when you do stuff like that and you let one person that isn't being consistent consume your energy, you're blocking your blessings, because there could be another guy that is ready to give you all the attention that you want and deserve, treat you how you want, and you're wasting energy on a guy that's just like flaky and you know, just not consistent. So I would just leave it. Like, honestly, I hate when I, the answer is leave him, sis.
Yeah, but I want to say something always more constructive. The answer.
But 99.9% of the time, it's leave him, sis.
I think by the time you've emailed us in, and if it's a long email as well, I think that's a sign that
there's been like three or four points in that's made me think that, bruv, this is.
And I respect her for saying, like, she wasn't ready for him to be in her bedroom kind of thing. So she entertained him in the kitchen and stuff and having those kind of boundaries. That's good. But I just don't think, maybe not with him, because,
you know. I feel like maybe they're not at the same space.
They're not in the same. Yeah, exactly.
I think one of the major things is that what was something that was maybe dear to him invite you to church and you felt mortified about going. You're not in the same space.
No, you're not in the same. Yeah, you're not each other's equals.
Yeah, you're not.
You're
in
not trying to get him.
You shouldn't even have to try. If that's not what you want, the same way if a guy said to me now, "Oh, let's go to a rock rave." We're not. No,
but that's a church date is somebody's. Some people's ideal.
Some people will love that.
Ideal date.
Love.
I would absolutely love that.
Yeah.
Come to church with me. Great. We'll go and eat after.
Yeah.
But for some people, that is like to asking me to go. Yeah. Like rock climbing.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're not in tune with.
Like, that's not going to work. You're not in tune,
and like you keep missing each other when it's dates or whatever.
Yeah.
Sometimes when it's long, it's just like allow it.
Yeah. Just leave it, because I think. But I've definitely been in a situation where I've held on to it because there's nothing else going on.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
To be honest.
And it sounds like... I am in that situation, like, right. This is long. This is long. I know it's long. You know it's long. It's all long. But I ain't doing anything else apart from going to work.
Exactly. Yeah. So you hold on to it because
in my spare time, I talk to you.
Yeah.
So, but so long as you know that it's nothing more and you're not going to catch deep feelings for him, then
Then
keep him there.
Yeah, but I think
you could like him, then lock it up.
Yeah, I'm not saying that she should keep him. I'm saying be honest that you're just doing it because, you know, because I wish I'd done that, honestly.
Yeah.
Being like, okay, Phoebe, you're just bored. You want it to feel like you've got some male attention, so you're keeping someone there.
And I feel like... That's dangerous, but anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
The
whole male attention thing, but
so I got myself into some real trouble.
Yeah. That crave for male attention will lead you to do all matters of stupidity.
Mm-hmm. I know it. Okay.
Now, I just started reading books.
Yeah.
Oh, it's true.
Yeah,
I can't come and kill myself because of male attention.
Conversations of God.
I would just read a book. Yeah. Go on Twitter. Next dilemma.
Yeah, get lost.
The subject of this is mixtape dilemma. That's why I chose it. Hey girls, I just need a bit of advice. I'm an 18. Sorry, it's a guy. I'm a stranger. Hey girls, I just need a bit of advice. I'm an 18-year-old guy, and I've been on and off with my girlfriend for the past 4 years.
Okay. Mm. That's since 14, man like.
Man like.
Elevate every morning with Tommy John's Second Skin Underwear. The luxurious support of Second Skin guarantees everything will go smoothly. With over 20 million pairs sold and thousands of five-star reviews, guys love Tommy John. Plus, your most valuable assets are covered with Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear or its free guarantee. Shop Tommy John's Friends and Family Sale right now and get 25% off site-wide at TommyJohn.com/Spotify. TommyJohn.com/Spotify. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Rakuten. If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Samsung, Expedia, and Sephora. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Mm-hmm. What can you even do at 14?
Ever since.
Oh, you can do a lot at 14.
Ever since,
wow.
Wow.
Ever since we got back together, things have been fine and dandy. But the other day, one of her male friends made her a rumba mixtape.
What?
And that made me feel some type of way.
A what mixtape?
Rumba.
Rumba.
Isn't that your people?
Is that
then?
Not rumba? Rumba.
Rumba. Rumba is probably sounds rumba. Like my people.
Anyway. A mixtape. Let's just say a mixtape, okay? Mixtape. She's known the guy for some time and he's no threat to me or anything, but I felt somewhat disrespected. I messaged him saying, oh my gosh. Oh. I messaged him saying, thank you for our mixtape. I made my sure G. My girl told him how pissed off I was, but both her and the friend said it's not that deep. So I wanted to ask, do you think I overreacted? I can't believe he texts her.
Wait, first of all,
he texts the friend.
What like, songs were on the CD?
It's a rumba mixtape.
I don't know what that means.
I just sang
it's
it
a music
to you.
Type.
Yeah. Okay, then there's no lyrics and that's fine. Then he's not trying to send no subliminals.
I don't know the words.
He's not trying to send no subliminals, bro. If they like the same
let
music.
Let me find some rumba music because we
no,
don't know.
No, you need to rumba music. It's not that
but I want to get the, I want to make sure I'm answering the dilemma correctly.
I don't think it's that deep at all.
It's not that deep. It's like, not that deep. Yeah, it's not that deep.
There are deeper things to worry
it
about.
Is not
like,
that. Like, if it's a case of like, I'm just imagining if I was in the situation and a girl made like, let's say the girl like, they're both like house music. I don't like house music, so if she made him a CD of house music to put in his car, I would not be offended by it for a second. So I just think it's not that deep. What do you think, Audrey?
Yeah, it's not that deep.
Not that deep.
It's not that deep. I think you're overreacting.
Yes.
And also, you saying to him, what's that? Is that one more music?
What?
Skirt.
On earth.
I clicked the wrong thing. Go on, guys.
Yeah, I just.
Oh, yeah, this is it. Continue talking.
Yeah, it's not that deep.
No, it's not that deep.
It's not that deep.
No, baby girl.
Is that Wamba? It's
oh,
not
this
that
is
deep.
Beautiful. Yeah. It's the kind of shit I listen to when I'm getting a massage.
Yeah, yeah, or like toilet music.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
Toilet music.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's not that deep, babe. And I feel like in you texting him, it looks like you think he's a threat. And from the moment you said he's not a threat to you, then you don't know him. That's how you need to see it. Like, who is this guy? Who is he? Like, I don't think it's that deep.
And people will always try and get your girl. Do you know what I mean? I think people think that once they get into a relationship, no one else
Phoebe.
Is going to want your girl. People
say again,
trying
say
to get
again,
a
say
people
again,
will you. Always try and steal your girl.
And your man.
And you're your man. They will. But just let your own fort be fortified.
Yes.
Then whatever weapons
whatever
of enemy
outside, whatever
are trying to
weapons
come into
of
the
mass
fort,
destruction.
Nuclear or non-nuclear, try and get into the fort. It's all cool. We're in the bunker. Mm. We've got our supplies. Like, yeah. people will always try and steal your man because that's just the nature of people.
Yeah, especially if he's good looking. And also, yeah.
Especially if he's good looking.
If he's a tree monster, then no one wants him.
A tree monster?
Yeah, I don't think it's that deep. I just think ignore it. It is what it is. Let her play the music. And
sounds nice. Next dilemma. Hi, girls. I already listened to your podcast and love what you guys are doing. I find it very insightful hearing the female perspective, as sometimes I can have a very strong masculine approach to dilemmas I find myself in.
Okay, then.
I have a dilemma. I'm seeing a girl. I've been seeing a girl for the past year and seriously thinking about committing.
Aww. Oh, it's a guy.
We don't know much of each other's past, only from what each of us has told each other. We get on so well and love each other's company, but I can't help but notice when we're out, she tends to stare at other guys.
Oh, this is the opposite. I like her.
Spoken about it before.
I'm here for
only her. For her to say, sorry, I didn't know I was doing it.
She's throwing me at the mouth like,
my G! My God!
Inside.
Imagine her now.
Am I being harsh to take this as a red flag and make a step back? Other than that issue, everything is good. What do you guys do?
You know, you boys, you say it's not that deep. It's not like I'm sleeping with the girl. Cool.
No. Do you know what it is? I'm here with you, though.
I'm here with you, though.
But I'm going home with you, though.
I'm looking at him, but I'm going home with you.
At least I'm not cheating on you.
At least you can see where I am, innit?
Exactly.
I'm right next to you. Do you know what? That aside, I don't want to be a hypocrite, because if that was me, I'm funny about stuff like that personally. Like, I don't, and I'm not saying she's going out of her way, because some people genuinely don't realise what they're doing. Do you know what I mean? I don't think she's doing it on purpose. But, like, I don't want to ever be with someone that goes out of their way to make me feel insecure.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I think that the person you're with should do the opposite. Do you know what I mean? So, like I said, I don't think she's doing it on purpose, but definitely have a word and tell her.
But he has. And she said, I didn't mean to.
So she's saying, sorry,
I didn't realise I was doing it.
Yeah. Okay, and then if she doesn't change after that and she knows, and she knows that obviously it upsets you, then she clearly just doesn't care enough. Like,
but it could happen though.
No, there is a guy being in your line of vision, and there's, you know, looking at somebody as you walk past.
Yeah, because she must be doing it very disrespectful.
But if you're sitting here and you're talking to me and you've got your orgasmic face on, looking at Jim in the corner, like there's gonna be a problem.
Yeah,
yeah, I think she must be doing it in a weird way, because, like,
especially if
we all look at people, so.
There's even a way you do it, because even if you see someone attractive coming towards you, there's a way that you look back first.
Yeah, so when they walk past you, they're in your line of vision.
If she's staring, then
but you can
clock
that though when guys do
and
that.
Then, so but to be honest, if that's a red flag for you, that's a red flag for you, because if it's a case of it's going to bring up insecurities for you, you're going to feel it. Because certain girls can't deal with it. Certain girls, like, I know I probably couldn't deal with going out with a guy and then he's always looking at girls.
I wouldn't like it. But I think I would. Yeah, I would do what he did. Actually, I would check.
Check him once. Once you've checked her and you go out again and you feel like she's not even making an effort to try and stop, and it's really bothering you, leave her, bro.
It's a sign of other things to come.
Yeah,
and
especially if you check someone, go out of my way to make sure I don't do that again.
It's not even the fact that she's looking at other guys, it's the fact that, like, she's just not taking your feelings into consideration.
And she's doing it because she didn't realize she's doing it. You told her that it bothers you.
Yeah, because you could.
And if someone cares about you, she needs to make a conscious effort to not do it.
I would be mortified if, like, my man was like, oh my god, I've noticed that you're always
someone.
I would be looking down at all times.
So
I think the next time you go out, see if she makes a conscious effort to not do it. But if you feel like she's still doing it and you feel like it's a red flag and it's disrespectful,
well, maybe then she needs glasses.
Do what's best for you in that situation.
Next dilemma. So I'm happily seeing my bae and have been for about 3-4 months.
Okay.
I had a
long-term
long-term link who I stopped having sex with at the end of December last year when I began to date Bae. Ex-link and I are still friends, and I can shamelessly admit, oh my gosh, that in terms of my career, he is very useful.
She's
here for these receipts. Like, they're so funny. As he's deep into my field, and as a result of him taking me to all the right places.
I bet he's deep up in your field.
I can't even. As a result of him taking me to all the right places, my Rolodex is slowly but surely building itself up.
Sounds like my man.
The problem is, this friend keeps trying to date me on the sly. He keeps trying to kiss me, hold my hand, and appear to be my man in public. He took me for dinner to discuss business, only for me to arrive, and it was a couple's dinner with all his boys.
This is the funniest dilemma we've ever received.
What surprises me most is when I first started linking this guy, he made it clear I could only ever be his link, as I was too young to get into the type of relationship a man his age would need. FYI, we have quite some years between us. Okay. I don't fancy him and have never... And I never have. I do value the friendship we have formed over the years. And
because of your career.
And the reference is going to be you.
And plus, on the curriculum vitae, whatever it's called.
Vitae, yeah. Hey. Plus, we are working on a few things together now. I don't know.
A new layer.
I don't know how to tell him to drop out his behaviour without telling him about my bae. Oh, he doesn't know about the bae.
Oh my God.
I make it a rule to never intro or tell my friends about a man in my life until I feel ready to be open and public about my relationship, but I'm feeling forced into this situation. Please help.
No, you're forcing yourself.
First of all, you're using him for one. And do you know what? This sounds like a mutually beneficial situation because it sounds like he's using you too.
To pretend he has a girl?
From the time he had the balls to tell you yeah, that he doesn't want dinner. That he wants you to be a link, but he invited you to an all couples night out, yeah? And you're using him for his hookups in your professional career. You're obviously both using each other, and it sounds like you've got a good friendship, so I reckon you can just talk to him and just be like, listen,
we
like
both know you, what we're
you
doing.
You know what this is. Like, we're friends. Like, let's just be friends. I don't think you should get rid of him. If he's a good contact to have and you enjoy his company, don't. I'm not going to say leave him, sis. I like this guy. You know what I mean? I like him. Like, he sounds funny. He sounds interesting. But you need to stop using him and he needs to stop using you.
But the thing is, what we're forgetting is, where is it crossing the line? Where is disrespectful to her bae?
It's the whole thing is
the whole thing is disrespectful.
Because she went on a whole couple's night out.
From where she said, dear, the receipts podcast, that was where the disrespect came in. Like,
and the fact that this friend doesn't know about her bae, that's the red flag. Therefore,
she needs to, regardless of how beneficial he is, if he's her friend, she needs to tell her
friend. But the Rolodex
about
is building
her
up.
No, she needs to tell her friend about her bae. Yeah. But I like do it in a way where she's like, do you know what? I'm seeing someone, like, I still need help with my CV.
I know, but so what her own situation?
I wouldn't tell someone as if I liked them.
Her excuse was, and I'm the same. She said she doesn't want to tell her friends until she's serious about a guy, like until it's been a few months.
Yeah, I get that.
Because I'm very private with this type of thing.
I get that a lot.
But I think I will always tell my male friends, or a guy.
It's got nothing to, like, telling if your I male feel like, yeah,
if I feel like a guy likes me or could like
they
me,
were sleeping
or
is together, it,
yeah,
so
an ex,
she has to tell him.
I would tell that person.
To this dilemma.
I think so. Tell the friend about your bae. It's only been 3 or 4 months, but anyway. Tell your friend about
the bae. Like, even if you act brand new, but I'm seeing someone at the moment, or like, I've just started seeing someone, I don't think certain things are not appropriate, but like, obviously, we can still work together, blah, 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 but I just want to let you know so it's not awkward between us. End of.
And, I don't think my partner would like it,
or whatever
it is. Mm-mm. But if, then be honest with yourself in what his reaction is. If the friend's reaction is, okay, well, then we're not working together, then it was,
you know,
he
likes you. Yeah, exactly. So yeah, I think, but then that's when we girls be using that excuse from day dot. I don't think my man will like it. There is no man.
Yeah. That's a great
excuse. I don't think my man will like that.
Yeah, but you actually have one. So.
That's what got me. It was just like, when I had a man, every corner, everywhere. chat me up. Now I'm single. What the hell?
Yeah.
What the hell, man?
It's such a funny dilemma though. It's hilarious.
That's hilarious.
So many different elements to this thing.
Next one, which I think is our last one.
Yeah.
Long story short, mate. Okay, yeah. They said they love us. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, they actually said the podcast bangs.
Yeah.
Man like. It's actually a girl. Sorry. Yeah. Long story girl short, like. Girl like. After unintentionally and drunkenly coming out as bisexual to three of my straight female friends that I met through my course at university, I noticed that they've become a lot more forward and touchy-feely.
Ooh. Oh.
From aggressively dancing on me in the club, attempting to kiss me, making sexual comments, propositioning me with that awkward what if questions about us being together and asking if they, blondes in brackets, were my type. basically, it's caused a lot of uncomfortable situations with people I've met on nights out and with certain girls I've been dating. Yeah, I can see why. So I guess my question is, why do straight girls overdo the fake gay thing? Either date me or move.
It's true.
I think it's fake.
How do I kindly ask them to fall back and stop blocking my blessings without it seeming like I'm making something out of nothing? Love, Anon. P.S. Tolly, I actually love you. No homo.
Ah, love you too, girl. I think sometimes that's as girls, we just like hell of attention. And I think your friends are doing it just like attention.
No, do you know, but I also think it's
banter and it's
but
not.
I think it's that, but I also think it might be, and this is probably something that I would do. It's like when you tell people something like that, it's something major, you almost do too much because you want to let the person know that you accept them for who they are.
Yeah.
So they might be doing that, like, we're so okay with you. Like, I don't care that you're bisexual. I don't care. Like, I'm even going to kiss you. Like, I think it's probably a little bit of that more than anything. They just want to let you know that they really accept you. They're doing too much.
Yeah. But then from her perspective, she is actually attracted to women. So them doing it as banter is going to be
both confusing and annoying. Sometimes they react to it more than you, the person that's actually going.
She probably said it casually. She said she did it unintentionally and drunkenly. Yeah. So it's probably just
she said it was recently as well. So I think it's a thing of, they'll stop doing it soon.
But I think you can say to them, oh, look, guys, I don't like the way that you aggressively
or like banter them. So if the dancer is like, no, allow me, you guys are cock-blocking me. Like that's sort of like you start banter it with them. Like,
because you say blocking my blessing.
Like just banter it with them. And I think that's a very good point you've made, Audrey. I think they're probably doing it with the best intentions of trying to make you feel comfortable. Be like, oh, look, we don't mind. We're still going to dance with you. Because I think as girls, naturally, we're quite huggy-feeling. I'm very, very huggy-feeling.
If you come out with something like that and then stop doing it, you don't
it's going to be like, you don't want that person to feel like, oh, I know. So they're just probably doing
it. Overdoing
it. Yes, and I think if they're propositioning you, that's.
But girls do that. Like,
I think as girls, we love hypothetical situations. Yeah. We love that.
I'm the queen of hypothetical.
That's basically 50% of what we do.
Imagine.
Do you like blonde? Yeah. Do you like mixed race girls that are this high and that do this?
And I think sometimes we do it, it's a confidence boost. Because even when we do it, like, it's just like, imagine if this, let's just say, who would you pick?
Exactly.
That kind of like, it's just like a confidence thing. And it's because it's still quite new to them that you've come out. So they're probably still trying to establish. And I know it might be for you. Everything's still the same. It's still cool. But I think sometimes it's like you're still trying to establish a new way to be friends with this person with their new identity.
Yeah,
and exactly. I know that might sound hella like, I don't know how problematic that sounds. And I'm sorry if it is problematic. But I think sometimes when someone tells you something about themselves, you're like, oh, I need to adjust to this. But I don't want to think I'm adjusting to this. That's normal. But like, you're doing too much to act normal. Even when someone tells you like, oh, weird news that like, oh, this has happened to them. Oh, like, oh shit, you're tender and careful and then you don't want them to be. So I think that might be the situation. But
they just want you to be normal.
But they just want you to be normal. Exactly. So I think because it's still relatively new, I think eventually they'll stop doing it.
And
if they don't, it's a case of like, literally, these are your girls. Just say to them, oh, no, allow it. Because the same way if I had a male friend that was all up on me in a club, you need to stop that.
Exactly. Because this is not going anywhere.
Like you said, you're blocking my blessings.
Yeah, exactly.
Stop what you're doing.
Because some guys won't even approach you if you're standing next to a guy because they think that's a man.
Me and my male friends, we know, stay the fuck away from you. Go there. I'll go here. No.
It's true.
It's not because of you.
Because you know what? You only make your male friend more attractive to girls.
Oh my god.
Whereas to a guy, he makes you way less attractive to guys.
And that's what they're doing. That's exactly
honestly,
it.
Especially if he's hench. Because girls will see you
if you get a male friend and be like, oh, he's how come she's with him? Exactly. They love all of that shit. But the guy's like, oh, that's his time.
How many times have we done that? I've looked at a guy and there's a girl next to him and I've been like, right, is that his girl? Or I mean, we'll look at everything. You know, they're not holding hands. They're not sharing a drink. Okay, he's not buying her a drink. Okay, they're boys. It's cool. You know? So.
Yeah, I think it's new and eventually it will die down. Don't let them block your blessing. So, yeah. That is it for Minisode 4. Again, thank you very much for listening. If you have any receipts and dilemmas, please send it to us at keeptherecepts@gmail.com. That's keeptherecepts@gmail.com, and that's RECEIPTS. Use the hashtag the receipts podcast. If you can help anybody that we've helped today, tweet them your answers to their dilemmas. And thank you very much for listening. I have been Auntie Tolly T.
Auntie Audrey. Okay, go on as finest.
Not your Auntie Phoebe.
And your tia Milena Sanchez.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.